Big cover on first down and interception. Picked off by Nigel Bradham. Inside the 10 and wrestled out of bounds inside the 2 by the center, Cody Whitehair. On first and goal, Lynch to Trey Purdy, flag down. He's in the end zone with a touchdown if it stands.
Well, we're here, 720 WGN, Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears lose to the Eagles, 29-14, and it really wasn't even that close, let's be honest.
They slapped around.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and the bad part about it was, and we talked about this in the postgame after week one, we talked about it in the pregame today, we don't have any answers. You know, this serial franchise abuser, John Fox, I'm done. Folks, I'm just telling you, this is beyond unacceptable. And you know, we're going to cut this thing up and dice it, but let me just say this. At some point, you have to realize that when you are facing a team like the Eagles, and they've got a couple of good players. Nobody knew who the receivers were coming in here. Okay, they got Darren Sproles in the backfield. He's older than Kaz is. And all I know is we got this super rookie, and what do? We basically allow him to show off to the nation, and we look like punching bags and blocking dummies and fools by the end of the game. You know, we're turning the ball over. And having, you know, when Jay Cutler goes out and Brian Hoyer comes in, this is, I mean, it's enough to make everybody in Illinois kick a hole in their TV. I mean, what can you say? And again, the serial franchise abuser, John Fox, has no answers.
Well, I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again, which I cannot believe. That I am, because I thought in the offseason, the free agency stuff they got on defense, and bringing in Massey from the Cardinals at right tackle, moving Kyle Long back to right guard. But what I couldn't believe was they trade Slauson. They got rid of him. They let him go. Our starting left guard, and he'd be your starting center on either center or guard on any team in the National Football League. We let him go. And that's about as far as I'm going to go with that.
Well, it's Ryan Pace, the general manager, basically just opted just to let him walk.
Danny,
didn't want him.
After the first game, the loss last week, we basically lost to another rookie quarterback, okay? What you do, you come back and you make your changes, offensively and defensively. Correct your mistakes, okay? Jay Cutler got pummeled the last half of the first game. They were all over him. And we did not counter. They countered at halftime. We could not counter offensively. Now, during this past week, you correct those mistakes. And what happened is they come out and you see Jay Cutler again. Their defense came after him with 3 down linemen, 4 down linemen, whenever they blitzed. And Cutler couldn't move. He couldn't get rid of the ball. They got sacked time after time. Again, did you see a plan to get him out? Did you see a sprint out? Did you see the pocket moving to the stronger to the weak side? Did you see a bootleg?
Yes, I saw it from the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles did it all through the second and third quarter, getting Wentz out on the corner and throwing to a drag back across.
Look at the quarterbacks in this league, folks. Look at them. Rodgers. All the quarterbacks, they bootleg, they slide, they do everything. They mix up the offense. 2 games in a row, we don't learn from our mistakes the first game. Now we have a rookie coming in, our home opener, at home on Monday night television, and they come in and slap us around. And How dare that happen? How dare Fox let that happen? That's a disgrace what went on there tonight.
John Fox is 1-8 at home as the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Is that good?
Glenn, 1-8.
Let me ask
this
you a
man
question.
Is 1-8.
There's plain and simple things that you do. This game is all about adjustments. Would you agree?
Yes.
It's about
we
once
don't
you go
adjust.
Through training camp, you're set, you're ready to go. We weren't. And then when you get in the game after game, it's all about adjustments, correcting mistakes. That's what it's about, folks. There's nothing else that counts. Those 2 things. And look what happened from the first game to this game. We looked terrible there today. outside of Freeman and Trevathan playing football, our two inside linebackers, I don't know of who did what.
Well, Willie Young played his best game in a while.
Yeah, Danny.
But nobody else.
We tried to stretch the field one time today. We didn't do it one time last week. This is a passing league. Why? The rules tell you so. We went down deep one time. Cutler pressured. We'd never change. We never moved the pocket. We never did anything.
But
quite frankly, Dan, I don't know what the hell we're trying to do.
Well, here's the problem, Ed. It's real simple. You've got a quarterback coach that
you moved. Somebody tell me.
Offensive coordinator who clearly has no business with the title offensive coordinator. And that's on John Sexy Fox's fault. That's his fault, clearly. Ryan Pace, year number two. I want to give you a chance here, young kid. But guess what? Your number one from Georgia that shouldn't have been a number one can't even sniff a quarterback. He's tripping and falling half of the time he's out there. Kevin White can't line up on one side of the field and actually run a route because he only ran it on one side of the field his whole career. It's a joke.
Well,
plain and simple. And you know when it really got bad? When the Philadelphia Eagles go for it on 4th and 3 on our goal line because, quite frankly, they didn't care.
They thought the Bears
were so pathetic.
That's right.
They said, we'll just go for it. They don't get it on the first try. But, you know, we line up in the neutral zone, our number one, our genius. He lines up in the neutral zone. They get a redo, and they punch it in
on a
tricky little cool play. Innovation, a little fake fly sweep pitch to the tailback and let him sweep untouched to the end zone. Not our guys.
Yeah. To our listeners out there, I never, and I don't think Dan, Glenn, and Mark, none of us ever thought this was going to happen. Not even close.
312-98.
A rookie quarterback coming in here from Philadelphia, which is not a very good football team. And my Lord, look what they did to us in 60 minutes of football. I don't know of a better word or another word to put it. It's a disgrace to the coaches and to the players to let that team come in here and undress us. That's a joke.
312-981-7200. We will take your phone calls. Hampton OB, start of the show, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group, also sponsored by Martin Nissan. Hamp, you came in here tonight. You were optimistic. You were hopeful.
This can't happen. It won't happen. How much do I know?
You were hoping, right?
We all were.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, again, this is the second year of John Fox. He's got an established $20 million quarterback. He and Ryan Pace made adjustments in the offseason to the roster. They clean house. They've got better players, younger players. We went from the 30th oldest team in football to the 7th oldest team in football. We supposedly had all the answers except one thing. John Fox, in a very foolish, hubris way, never contemplated getting ready in training camp, in preseason, and making adjustments. Like OB says, this game is about making adjustments and correcting mistakes. And I've seen the same thing from this football team for the last year and two games. And you cannot expect to keep doing the same thing and win football games. We are now 1-8 with John Fox at Soldier Field. Cause the one win was against who? It was against a Raider team that still had no business being on the field with
right.
us. And we
You're
beat
right.
a crummy Raider team that was in disarray.
And a close, it wasn't like we blew them out either.
2-point game. It was a 2-point win. And all I can tell you is, even some of the better, Cal Long has been getting bitch slapped all over up and down the line of scrimmage. Bobby Massey, the guy that we signed to play right tackle, cannot block. Charles Leno, everybody said he was going to get better and develop. He's regressed. He is playing worse than he did at right tackle 2 years ago. All I can tell you is you look for someone like Alshon. Alshon didn't even want to get on the field. He had to come running in and put his helmet on.
Late in the game.
Hoyer was in. And maybe he knew something. Maybe he didn't want to play with Hoyer. You ever think about that? But all I can tell you is he picked up where he dropped off. And that's the way you can put this whole team. They have no guts. They have no integrity. They have nothing they can hang their hat on. And I got to tell you, I had high hopes for Vic Fangio in that front seven. Man, I think they're three clicks worse than anybody even imagined.
Boy, I tell you what, Dan, could you imagine if they didn't have Trevathan and Freeman, the two inside linebackers?
It would have been 50-7. It would have been 60-7.
Well,
and the Bears got every. I mean, they got a lot of calls tonight, Ed. Where
early in the game,
really, the Eagles. Oh, we never stopped them.
Bears got all the calls.
Every break,
all the calls.
The interference call on Jacoby Glenn. That's an embarrassment to the officiating.
Oh, it's terrible.
They didn't call it. But hey, that's great for us. But we cannot capitalize on it. It was just another play, and boom, they got another first down.
Yeah, but guys, it's early in the regime, right, for Ryan Pace. But you look at the two number one picks, and I know it's early for Leonard Floyd, and I know that Kevin White didn't play last year, but it would be a huge leap of faith at this point to think either of them are going to be primetime players. Is that not fair?
I would agree. Right now, they show nothing that says they're going to be special.
You know what? Is that or could it just be
poor
that
coaching?
We don't have the poor coaching. No. We just don't have the coaches, the position coaches, to get it out of them. And again, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. We can paint it 27 different ways. I don't care how, where, when, or what. You go from week to week, and you correct your mistakes, okay? And we have not done that. And I tell you what, that game tonight, well, listen, tomorrow morning on the radio and on TV, you're going to hear the fans. You're going to hear the fans.
Well, we'll hear them tonight. We got full phone lines. We invite you to talk.
That was absolutely unbelievable. I'd have lost the house, the farm. I lost everything. I never would have believed that a rookie quarterback could come in here and just take us apart.
312-981-7200. We will get to your calls right after a quick timeout. Trust is everything. It's golden. For your insurance needs, it's nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich, jeffvuk.com, serving our area for over 38 years. Nationwide is on your side, jeffvuk.com.
We should get the Vuk in here.
Get the Vuk in.
And we should get Joe Coletta in here, too.
Vuk.
We'll have those two
guys. I want to file charges against Fox.
Let's do it. 312-981-7200, 720 WGN.